In yesterday's Irish Times, the Irish Times journalist Martin Wall, the paper's public policy correspondent, reported that schools will now have to tell parents about the amount of money being raised from voluntary financial contributions from parents and guardians and how this money that parents have given schools is being spent. Now, I caught up with Martin Wall and I first asked him, to what extent can one really call these donations to schools voluntary contributions?
Well, I suppose the issue is that under legislation, under the Education Act of 2018, the government will claim that there is a specific ban on schools charging for fees for admissions or for continued enrolment in schools. So therefore, the argument that under law, voluntary contributions are, as they say, voluntary. However, on the other hand, charities maintain that parents feel they're being asked to pay, in some cases, up to 350 euros, perhaps more. In some cases, we've seen figures by charities of 500 euro being asked to pay. So I suppose there is an issue in terms of if they're, you know, they're not necessarily compulsory on paying of that. If you don't pay them, your child is going to be excluded from school or not allowed to continue in school. But on the other hand, I presume many parents feel that there is a kind of a moral pressure on them to contribute. And the school's argument will be obviously that there's just insufficient resources from government level to allow them to continue to operate, and they need this additional funding, this supplementary funding from parents to meet everyday expenses. But so that is where the issue, I suppose, in terms of this new charter that the government are looking at, it will be more transparent, not necessarily in relation to that the schools won't continue to ask for voluntary contributions, they will, but in relation to where the money is going and the amount of money that's generated as a result of them.
Because there's no obligation at the moment.
No, there's no legal obligation at the moment. That's what the government maintains. That, in fact, as I say, they claim that the Education Act actually prohibits schools from basically making continued enrolment in their schools conditional on the payment of fees, that fees for admissions and enrolment are actually explicitly prohibited under legislation.
And what's our timeline are we talking about? You mentioned that Minister for Education, Hildegard Nocton, is bringing forward these plans for this new statutory charter.
The proposals will be brought to government next week, next Tuesday. So I presume at that point they will have to look in terms of a new legislative, whether they can be introduced through, if primary legislation is needed, well, then obviously it will take longer than if it's a statutory instrument. So we'll have to see what form of the legislation will actually take. But the ball certainly will start rolling on this from next week. And we will then presumably get some indication of a timeline on that. But this is essentially the direction of travel that the government is looking at going in terms of their maintain. It's going to be more transparent, and that schools will have to give details to parents as to the amounts that are being generated under such voluntary contributions, and also how they are being spent. Now, presumably, I'm assuming that the issue will be is that we will get a global amount per school rather than individual's contribution. So it'll be a global amount, I would imagine. And then whether it's being used for heat, light, electricity, insurance, et cetera, those kind of issues. So it'll be more, the aim of this is, as I say, not necessarily to stop schools levying such or asking for such voluntary contributions, but giving more details about where the money is going and how much is being collected on foot of such voluntary contributions.
And that is Martin Wall, public policy correspondent with the Irish Times, who broke the story that schools will have to tell parents about the amount of money being raised from voluntary financial contributions from parents and guardians, and tell them as well, as in tell the parents and guardians, the schools will have to tell them how the money is being spent. Very interesting. And again, we got some calls and comments in yesterday about the amount schools are asking you to give in voluntary contributions to your child's school. So if you have any similar stories as well, and as Martin Wald points out, schools would argue, and justifiably so, they would say, look, we don't want to be asking parents and guardians for voluntary contributions, but we don't get enough funding to run the schools. It's simple as that. And that's why we have to reach out to parents in this way.